Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Hey, hey guys, welcome back to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. I am going to dive in with you guys on Facebook Lives tonight. So hopefully you're already doing lives. I really, truly hope you are. Lives are where it's at. Facebook loves live video. They're going to show you to more people. There's so many reasons that you should be doing lives. But I know that this is one of those things that many people are fearful of. They feel like they don't have anything to talk about. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to perfect a live. I think a lot of people don't even realize the capacity and what going live on Facebook can do for you. And I will tell you, in creating a six-figure income in network marketing, Facebook Lives has been one of the most pivotal things that I have done for my career. So today I want to share with you, you know, why you should be doing lives, how to properly prep for them, how to create clever topics and titles and engagement during your lives, and how to follow up once that live video is over, because I think that's probably one of the most important parts of a Facebook Live. If you're just going live to go live, probably doesn't have a lot of meat and potatoes, probably not going to get you very far. So what else should you be doing? Well, live video, number one, let's talk about why you've got to be doing it. Again, I've told you that this was probably one of the most pivotal, crucial things that I've ever done in my career, and I still do them, right? 8 years into network marketing, I'm still doing Facebook Lives. So if you're not yet doing them, I want to challenge you to get out of your comfort zone and to just go do it. So I hopefully will give you some ideas today, some reasons, and enough encouragement that you will go out and implement this. But live video creates instant widespread reach. Meaning, again, when you go live, when you have video going on your Facebook, the algorithms, the magic behind the scenes, so to speak, will show more people your content. That's it. It creates instant widespread reach. Facebook Lives position you as an expert, and it does it fast. It also helps to create rapport and build trust faster, right? Just by being on Facebook and posting and communicating and conversating, that's fantastic. But when you're live, your authenticity, your vulnerability, people get to really see you, get to know who you are, and that allows them to feel like they know you even better. And we all know, we've talked about this several times, that when people feel like they know you and they like you and they trust you, they are more apt to buy from you or to join you. Another reason that you need to be doing Facebook Lives is because it's free. Free. This isn't something that you need to go and pay for. There's no ads. You don't need a VA. You don't need the perfect video figured out and constructed. Facebook Live is free. And then last, it helps, it drives more traffic, right? Again, we always want to be creating ways to put us inside of more people, in front of more people, in front of more traffic. And doing Facebook Lives will help you do this. And then last but not least, it's real-time engagement and real-time feedback, right? People are going to be commenting on it or answering questions or asking you questions, and it's in real time. That is one of the biggest reasons that you guys have to start or continue doing your Facebook Lives if you're not yet doing them. So I want to teach you how to prep for a live, and I don't want you to overthink it, right? Prepping for a live, I mean, at the end of the day, I would rather you just pull the trigger and go live. If you've never done a live before, just go do it. But I want to give you some ways to make it better, to, again, not perfect it, because I don't think anyone out there does a perfect Facebook Live. That's the beauty of it. But I want you to simply remember the acronym PREP. So PREP stands for plan. The P stands for plan. Yes, plan your lives. Plan your titles, plan your content. Maybe even jot down like two or three tips that you want to make sure that you talk about. It's okay to have notes in front of you. Or maybe you want to put them behind you, right? On a sticky or something like that. I'm famous for getting off of a live and then being like, oh my gosh, I didn't even talk about this. It was like my number one thing I wanted to tell them. So write down your key takeaways, the things that you want your audience to hear from you, because you will forget, right? You'll go off on a squirrel moment, or you'll go off on a tangent, or someone will comment on something and you'll completely just space it. So write down what you want to get across, right? The key aspects, the key takeaways. Sometimes I will even hold up my notebook and be like, hey guys, I have notes today because this topic is so important to me. I want to make sure I don't forget anything. Like, your audience doesn't care if you have notes in front of you. They are not looking for you to be some perfect speaker, right? Even the best speakers on stages have a teleprompter, guys, in case you didn't know. So write down your notes, write down what you want to get across so that you do not forget. The R in prep stands for rehearse. Now, I'll be honest, I do not rehearse my Facebook Lives. I do not rehearse my podcasts. I do not rehearse. Honestly, I don't really even rehearse when I speak on stage. I am better with little practice because that allows me to truly be authentic, to truly be vulnerable. But you may not be there yet. So again, if you need to rehearse, record yourself. Grab your phone, record a video, play it back, listen to it, critique yourself. Sometimes that's the hardest part of it all, right? But rehearse it. Sit down in front of your dog. Sit down in front of your wife. Sit down in front of your husband. Rehearse it. I promise you, it's going to be bad before it's good, and it's going to be good before it's great. But again, here, if you take nothing else away from this podcast today, you just have to do it. Do it bad. Do it okay. Do it mediocre. Do it scared. Do it however. Just simply go out and make it happen. The next E in our acronym is equipment. Now, I want to preface this. Equipment for Facebook Lives, this is like the 1% that I want you to take away from this entire podcast. Like, if you forget this part, I'm okay with that. Again, I just want you to go and do the Facebook Lives. But if you want to enhance them, if you want to be better at them, maybe you are doing them and you want to get better, equipment can really help you. So if you've ever been on a Zoom with me, I almost always have a ring light in front of me. So a ring light would be part of equipment that I would suggest for doing video. Ring lights are going to drown out any of the like not so great looking backgrounds. You know, when I'm coaching my social media clients, I teach them about eye appealing content. Because if you have Facebook and your friends and family are on Facebook, or your prospects or whoever, you've got about an 8 second window with them. So if the lighting is bad and you're doing video, they're probably going to scroll right on by. So again, this is just to enhance. There are some other things that you can do for lighting if you don't want to go out and spend money on a ring light, but ring lights can range from $19 to anywhere in the hundreds, right? I wouldn't go out and spend thousands of dollars on a ring light. It's just not necessary. I think the one that I use is from Amazon. It's called Neewer, N-E-E-W-E-R. And I want to say I spent maybe $100, maybe $150. So again, you don't have to break the bank, but if putting something like that into your budget is not feasible, just don't even do it. Don't stress about it. If that's going to hold you back from doing lives, I would rather you just go do your lives than go and buy a ring light. But one other thing you can do is if you have natural light, if it's starting to get warm out where you live, go outside. Do your lives from the outdoors. If you have a window that lets in a lot of natural light, then position your phone in between you and the window, where you're facing the window. That natural light shining in will create some really good lighting. So again, that's gonna be the next best thing if you're not ready to go out and make that purchase. Something else that you may want to use is headphones. Now anymore, I think all of us own headphones, so that's not necessarily something you're gonna need to go purchase. But if you're doing a live where you have a lot of background noise, or maybe you're outside and there's wind and things like that, grab those headphones and throw them in because it's gonna help to cancel out some of that noise. And just like the lighting, your audience, if there's a lot of background noise, they're going to tune it out. You need to have solid sound coming through your Facebook Lives as well. The last thing is some sort of a tripod. Now, I think that the tripod is probably one of the most important out of all of these that we've mentioned, because if you're holding your phone and you're doing a live, typically your hand will be shaky. You're gonna move around a lot. Like, we want it to be steady. Again, how can we make it eye appealing? How can we draw in our audience? And visual is going to be one of the most important parts of that. So the next thing is creating clever topics. And this is important, right? A lot of times people don't do lives because they're just like, I don't know what to talk about. I'm not an expert in anything. I'm not interesting. Well, I've talked to you guys before. If you want to be a person of interest, you need to be interesting. If you want to give out value, you need to be putting value in. So what are you reading? What are you listening to? What can you go and talk about on your Facebook Lives? And I'm just going to throw a few ideas at you. I have a ton of them. If you want more, please find me on social media. I would be happy to share more with you. But I would suggest, you know, in your rehearsal process, creating some ideas, writing them out, putting them on pen and paper. So when you want to go live, you already have content ready. And you don't get stuck in that like paralyzation of, I don't know what to talk about. So here are some ideas that you guys can take away. Your story. And yes, you have a story. I don't know if I've done a podcast on how to tell your story. And I will go back. And if I haven't, I will do that coming up in the near future. But you all have a story. People want to know you. I was actually just back home in Indiana for Easter, and some dear friends of ours and their four daughters got baptized. And we were sitting around with them Sunday after their baptism and just kind of reminiscing the day and their journey and talking about all of these things. And we always talk business. We always talk so many amazing topics. These guys are incredible friends. And one of the feedback that we got was, on our social media, we need to tell our stories more. And, you know, I tell my story all the time, or so I thought. So I kind of scrolled back and I was like, wow, I haven't shared my story in quite a while. I have a ton of new friends. They need to know my story. So please go and share your story. That could be your very first Facebook Live. Who are you? Who do you want people to know you as? Where'd you come from? Where are you going? Where are you currently? Go and share your story. Some other ideas, you know, again, we want to follow 80-20, even in our Facebook Live. So 80% value, 20% ask. But go ahead and talk about your products. Talk about your opportunity. Maybe you want to talk about the benefits of a side hustle, the tax advantages. How about goal setting tips? Do a product demo. If you are into cooking, right? Do a cooking demo, a recipe. You could interview a customer. You could interview a teammate. You could talk about going after your dreams, how to choose a mentor. Like, a lot of times, guys, I just regurgitate things that I'm putting into my head. Don't overthink it. You do not have to go and like study and get a master's degree just to go and start doing Facebook Lives. I promise you, there is enough knowledge and experience inside of you that you just need to go talk about it. So again, I can give you way more topics on that, guys, but I don't want to spend all night on that. But again, feel free to reach out to me. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Instagram. And I'd be happy to brainstorm with you on some more of those ideas. The next thing is, we want to make sure that we have clever titles. You got to draw in your audience. Remember I said this about the visual, about the sound. What are your titles? How many of you, if you're on Facebook and you're scrolling and you see someone that's live, the first thing you do is read their title. Is it enough for me to hit play? Is it enough for me to actually click on that and begin to listen in? A lot of times it's not. There are so many times where I just scroll right on by because I'm like, yeah, guys, your time is priceless. Your time is the one piece of your energy that you can never get more of. So are you going to waste it on someone's title that just doesn't draw you in? You're not. And neither are your friends, your family, your prospects. So don't just be vague. Don't be plain. Draw them in, right? So an example of a no-no title would be, hey, guys. Hey, guys. Nobody's tuning into that. Maybe your grandma. That's about it. But instead, how about you won't believe what just happened to me? So grateful to be alive. Like, you guys, our brains are innately negative. We are drawn to drama and negativity. So what can you put out there? And I'm not saying to be negative, but what can you put out there that's like, whoa, what happened to that person? I need to know about this. I want to know what they're talking about, right? So what can your title be that's going to capture them? And again, don't overthink it. I'd rather you just go live and start to get the feel for it than to sit and spend the next 7 days thinking of a title and being so paralyzed by creating a clever title that you don't even do the live. We also want to make sure we're creating engagement. That is one of the key things for your Facebook Lives, right? If you don't have a reason for them to tune in and to speak to you on your live, they're just not going to. Again, people need to be led. They need instruction. So create the engagement. One of the ways, the first thing that I want you to do as you're starting your lives is to not waste time at the beginning, right? Get to the point fast. People, again, 8 seconds, guys. What in your beginning 8 seconds is going to make them stay on your Facebook Live? I like to do a little bit of an intro, right? So you can get a feel, play around with it. What feels natural? What feels good to you? Mine is very simple. I typically start my Facebook Lives out with, hey, this is Erica Dale coming to you guys live from, you know, Port Charlotte, Florida, or Indianapolis, Indiana, or wherever I am in that day. Because people like to know where you are, what you're doing, right? It draws them in. So that's my intro. You might think of something different. I know it sounds weird to introduce yourself, like they're on your Facebook, they should know who you are, but people want to know. So introduce yourself, say your name, who are you, where you're from. And then again, we want to get people to interact in the video. So we want them to share. So a lot of times I'll say something like, hey, if you're getting value from this, please click the share button. I'll shout you out later on. I always appreciate your sharing, anything like that. Tell them what you want them to do. As your viewers hop on, acknowledge them. Now, I wouldn't suggest every time someone's name pops up that you say their name, but maybe in the first minute, like, you know, hey, Sarah, awesome. So good to see you here. Hey, Jason, you know, how are the kids doing? Just quick. But if that throws you so far off that you just completely like fumble through the rest of your life, don't do it. Take time, practice it. It'll come more naturally as you get going. But again, don't say every single name. If you spend 8 minutes on a Facebook Live and 6 of the 8 minutes, you're just saying names, like nobody's hanging out. Nobody's watching your live. So just every now and then, as you can, put it in. If they ask questions, acknowledge them. And again, if that throws you so far off that you can't do the live, practice. But if they ask a question and it doesn't throw you off and you can easily answer their question, do it. Because again, you're acknowledging them and you're encouraging that behavior. You're encouraging other people to ask questions. And by you answering their questions, by you saying their name, they feel important. And they are important. So make them feel that way. The last thing you want to do is to have them drop emojis or comments, right? So if I'm talking about like maybe a crazy travel story, you know, and I might say like, hey, has this ever happened to anyone else? Drop a one in the comments if this has ever happened to you. So just get familiar with how to interact, how to get them to comment, and you have to tell them to do so. Again, they need to be led. They need instruction. And last but not least, we want to have a call to action. Now, you might not have a call to action on every single Facebook Live you do, but I would say for the majority, you should. That call to action may simply be, you know, if you want more info, comment on this live or private message me. If you're sharing something with the resource, you may just say like, hey, if you want to dig in deeper, I'm going to leave the link in the comments for you. You can go and check it out. You may say, you know, if you're talking about something that you know other people have experienced, hey, if you have anything else to add this, please comment below so that we can help more people. So those are types of call to actions that you can do. But again, if you're doing a product or an opportunity Facebook Live, you better have a call to action. You better be telling them to get in touch with you by commenting below or by messaging you. That is the most crucial time for you to be having a call to action. The last thing I want to dive into is how to follow up after your live is over. So as always on social media, if someone comments, whether it's a post, a live, a video, whatever, make sure you're replying to every single comment. Now, what I do is when I finish up my live, soon as it processes and posts, I will go back immediately and I'll hit up the first three or four comments and reply to them. This boosts Facebook Live. This boosts it. It gets it to more people. It's just the algorithms. We're just playing the game, but it works. So I'll go back and I'll hit up three or four of them, right? Then I will segue into Messenger. Guys, if they took the time to comment on your Facebook Live, get in Messenger with them. Thank them for supporting you. Or maybe they asked a question and it's an easy message, right? It just makes sense to go message them. But if it doesn't, a really easy way to get into Messenger is just by going in there and being like, hey, Erica, thank you so much for commenting on my Facebook Live. It truly means the world to have your support. You know, hey, how was your Easter? And then get into conversation, because money is made in the Messenger. If you are posting links or resources, do not put them in the title. If you're posting websites, do not put them in the title. Facebook will not show your live to people when you do that. So instead, put them as the first comment. And you can even say that in your live. Hey, I'll throw my website below so you can check it out. Hey, the resources to this live, I'm gonna put it in the comments so you guys can go and get more info. And then again, go back in a few hours or maybe the next day and hit up some more comments. That's going to recirculate your Facebook Live so that more people are going to see it. And last but not least, guys, I think I've probably beat this to a dead horse, but if you're not doing lives, go do them. I'm going to challenge you in the next 24 hours to go do a Facebook Live. Here's the really cool thing. If you've never done a Facebook Live, more than likely not very many people are going to watch that first one. So I hope that gives you at least a little bit more confidence or security to go out and make it happen. But you just have to start with what you have. Your friends, your family, they already love you. They want to see more of you. They want to know more about you. So they're going to look forward to seeing you live. The last thing though, guys, if you're really up for a challenge, I want to challenge you to do one live for the next 7 days. Or maybe you want to go further. Maybe it's 14 or 30 days. The way that I jump-started my Facebook Lives and kicked myself into just doing them was I did a 30-day Facebook Live challenge. 30 days, no matter what. I remember one night I was already in bed. Jesse was asleep and it was like 11:30 at night. And I was like, oh, I didn't do that live today. And I am a woman of my word. I got out of bed. I went into our bathroom and I literally like whispered out a live with Bedhead. Because I wasn't going to miss that, because I said I was going to do it. So challenge yourself, whether it's 7 days or 14 days or 30 days, grab some topics, write it out so you have a plan, and just take action. So I pray that this has helped you in some fashion. I hope that you will take my advice and go start doing Facebook Lives. I promise you, you will see an uptake in your business. You will see an uptake in your confidence. You will see an uptake in your following. Guys, it's pretty amazing what Facebook Lives will do. If you have a team, if you ever want me to train your team on Facebook Lives, if you can get at least 10 people on a call, I will do that for you. Reach out to me on Instagram, who is Erica Dale, and I will be glad to pour into your team. Go do the lives. Go make it happen. We will see you right back here next week. God bless. Have an incredible week.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoisericadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.